bring a bucket and a mop.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mike and Wu getting ready to give you another podcast for September the 14th, 2020. And today's podcast is brought to you by...
Cardi B WAP.
Cardi, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Later on in the show, you're going to hear maybe the most incredible thing you've ever heard. One of the greatest remixes in the history of music.
I wish we could take credit for it, but we can't.
No, no. But we could just take credit for giving it to you. Okay, so
stick around.
Yeah, that'll be coming up later on in the show. Enjoy it. September 14th, 2020.
Good morning to all and to all a good morning. It's time to throw away the format. It's time to throw caution to the wind. It's time for the Mike and Woo Woo random pre-show song. Hey, Mike and Woo Woo, let's go.
What is happening here? Woo Woo, we're on the air. Hang on. We're on the air.
We're on the air now?
Yeah, I just put us on because...
What happened?
I'm trying to... For some reason, this isn't working.
We're having horrible technical difficulties.
This sucks. Like, honestly.
I say we just go home. Nothing is working. Both of us have been texting our engineer, Sean. Sorry, Sean, that we got you up early.
I
texted Sean. I said, my computer's not working. It's just a black screen. It's working incredibly slow. He said, it may be catching up on updates and connecting to all the services. Give it a few minutes and let me know.
I had the pre-show song kickoff.
Oh, man.
It's not coming through the thing. Hang on. Let me reset the board.
Okay.
Time out. All right. Just did that.
Still nothing? Is the volume off on the computer?
It was not. Is it off down here? No, it's not. Reset the board again. Hang on. Yes. Okay. There we go. Just needed to reset the board, the whole board. Okay, let's try again.
Good morning to all and to all a good morning. It's time to throw away the format. It's time to throw caution to the wind. It's time for the Mike and Woo Woo random pre-show song. Hey, Mike and Woo Woo, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Monday, so good to me.
Or not.
No.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Karen Carpenter.
Oh, Monday.
Beautiful. The rest of the mamas and papas, they look like Scooby-Doo characters. Some people are going, who the hell are the mamas and papas?
Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Lyrics up.
No, I know the words.
Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I like this part.
One day when we lose this gig, we should apply for an oldies position somewhere.
Cool
95.7. What's up? It's Cousin Mikey and Sister Woo Woo. The mamas and the papas, baby.
Oh, man.
It's your Cousin Mikey.
Bicycle. Oh, man.
All right, let's do it.
It's Mike,
let's do the show.
Mike and Woo Woo.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9. The Point.
From the top of Virginia Beach, Virginia. All the way live, coming into your radios. It's Mike and Woo in the morning. Happy Monday. Mm. I do like the Monday or the just random show song kickoff.
I love it. It's awesome.
Because it puts me in a better headspace than what I was 10 minutes ago. Oh, man. How's it going?
So far, so good. I am looking at my daughter's homeroom instructions this morning for her virtual classroom.
Oh, cool.
Her teacher sent out an email at, let's see, what time was this morning? 4:46 a.m. Teachers are working their butts off.
4:46?
4:46 a.m.
Man, oh man.
New material, 9:14, virtual classroom.
What's on the agenda today for fourth grade?
September 14th, 2020, homeroom instructions. Check your emails.
Yeah.
Click on the classroom poster to fill out the feeling survey. Mm-hmm. Show and tell.
Ooh, show and tell. They still got show and tell in school?
Yep.
That's cool. I loved show and tell.
So did I.
You get to really, you bring your personality into the classroom. You know what I mean?
I remember I used to always want a kitten because I wanted to bring a kitten in for show and tell.
But you didn't want the kitten like full time.
No, I just wanted it for show and tell.
Just for show and tell and then give the kitten back.
Yeah.
Like, this is my kitten. And then you just give it back to where it came from or who it came from.
Mm. How was your weekend? I'm sorry about your Islanders.
Hey. It's do or die now. They got to win one more game. And then they got to win one more game after that, and then another game. So they have three more games left in this best of seven series. They're down 3-1. But such is life. It would have ended eventually anyway.
When do they play again? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What time?
Every other day, 8 o'clock.
Wow.
So Wednesday will be fun for you.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends. You know. Just hang on for one more game.
Okay.
I think that's what I was most sad about. I'm going to miss watching and, you know, enjoying a nice sport game. But because I don't really care that football's back. I know a lot of people do. It's no offense to football fans. I can care less. All the Tom Brady stuff yesterday and the Bill Belichick memes and, you know, the whole thing.
I did watch that game. I watched a little bit of the Tampa Bay Bucks and the New Orleans Saints.
Maybe you can tell me a little bit about what happened. He blew it or something, or he went for something weird.
I mean, I don't know.
He lost.
That's all I know.
Oh, so you don't know the details?
I don't know the details. I don't really understand football. I don't know what's going on. I just know that there weren't any people in the stands yesterday. And then I turned to Dan and I said, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, like a freaking pandemic.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds of thousands of people dying. And football is really this important that you've got to put a game on the television?
It is to people, yeah.
I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
It is, because people like that. People like a little escape.
I understand that. I totally get that.
But the problem is, it's like you're going to get, I'm super wrapped up in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But I I grew up, you know, when you grow up with these things, certain things, you kind of hang on to him and the camaraderie of it. A big thing for me is I like hanging out with my stepdad and watching the game and, you know,
bonding,
that kind of thing. And I don't know. It makes me feel good for the most part to watch the team. And my team stunk for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And we're about to stink again. You know, we're about to get knocked out of the playoffs.
I'm Googling Tom Brady. Tom Brady picked off twice, including one TD in Tampa Bay Buccaneers debut.
I heard
Tom Brady frustrated with bad, terrible turnovers.
Ooh.
I don't know why I kind of find pleasure in Tom Brady losing.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
I do.
I know a lot of people do. A lot of people hate him. I heard actually Bill Belichick flew to where Tom Brady was playing and actually picked off one of the passes and then threw it back in his face. True or false?
Oh, man.
Nah, I don't. You know what it is? Whenever anybody's super successful, we all tend to get really, really jealous for a lot of different reasons because they have fame and they have money and they have the supermodel, whatever, and the big house on the big side of town and alligator shoes and stuff. And we tend to just hate these people because they have something.
I'm not jealous of him and I don't hate him. I just find him utterly annoying.
He's annoying.
Avocado ice cream and no nightshade vegetables. But
the thing is, he has an audience and he's letting his audience know, like a guy like Michael Kimball, who you love, I love. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're super tight with Michael Kimball. We'll follow that man to the end of the earth. He will try avocado ice cream. He will do the TB25, whatever it's called, the book thing that he put out.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. And, you know, like when people are that good at something, we're upset because we're not that good at it. So hey, God bless him. Good for you, Tom Brady. But, you know, I don't mind if he loses a little bit, too. It's good for you. It's good for
you
to lose.
Stronger.
Makes you feel like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody else is losing all the time.
I'm reading about this now. Why am I reading on ESPN?
The difference is, though, between us and athletes, mm-hmm. when we lose, we don't still get paid.
Maybe that's where the jealousy comes from.
I think so.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think so, and I think that's why people get so mad at athletes, because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, you have that athlete that definitely goes out and doesn't give it their all.
Yeah.
And you can see it. You know, you're watching. You see it on a million different angles now on television in yeah. high definition, 4K, whatever you're watching it in. And you're going like, I cannot believe they're paying this guy all this money to do what? To do what?
Here's what he said. There's no excuses. We're the only ones that can do something about it, Brady said. The Saints kind of played how they always play. They did a good job on offense. We hung our defense out to dry. I mean, like, what? Not moving the ball, not doing very well on third down. The turnovers really hurt us. We got to clean that up for next week. We got to do a better job.
We got to say more cliches. We have to cliche the hell out of you. That's the other thing with sports. Tell me if this doesn't drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. The talking heads and the post and pregame and mid-game interviews with 22,000 cliches there's no... And then that's why we embrace the guy that goes on once in a blue moon and actually has like a little bit of a personality. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, my God, he's saying something besides we got to be better. We can't lay our defense out to dry. Cliche, cliche, cliche. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will say when we were watching football yesterday, Dan and I were on the couch and they had the two commentators on CBS. And they came up on the screen and they had a divider in between them. Like a, you know how normally they stand in the booth together side by side?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a plexiglass divider in between the two commentators. But then I commented to Dan that I love the way these NFL broadcasters, commentators dress.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the guy's suit was sharp, spot on, tailored to a T.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean, just well fitted.
Yeah.
Nice cufflinks. It was entertaining. But yeah, still, I can't believe that in the middle of this global pandemic, it's like, can't send kids back to school, but guys, get on that field and score a touchdown. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, your fourth grader and your kindergarten are going to miss out on this school year, but football's going to happen.
That's right.
It kind of pisses me off.
It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're passionate about it. It's good. I mean, people need it. I get it. I'm not going to lie and say I haven't enjoyed it.
Yeah, but what's more important, your child's education or the NFL?
Depends who you ask. Honestly, it depends who you ask. I mean, I know a lot of guys who can give a rat's ass about their child's education, but will watch the Steelers every time they are on. We'll watch
find it
the
a
Cowboys.
Bit disappointing.
The Cowboys lose last night, or they win?
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Let's find out about them too.
Let me do that real quick. Hang on.
I'm just curious.
Who did they play last night?
The Giants play tonight. I know. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe I'll watch. I don't.
Oh,
know.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I think they lost.
Oh, yeah, they lost to the Rams.
They did.
17-20, final
score.
Yeah,
supposedly, like, there was another blame the ref moment at the end of the game. And that's the other thing, too. And I've noticed this even with my own hockey team and sports and sports fans. They're so, like, 1 second, somebody's the greatest thing in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that person or if that team loses, then they go on this rant how they're the worst team in the entire world. There's no, like... Hey, thanks for trying, guys. This is none of that. There's no, I'm grateful for you sitting inside a bubble playing hockey right now. No. It's, they suck. I hate them. It's like, what? Look where they are.
Wait a second.
It's crazy, man. Wow. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You're right, though. I'm glad that you feel that strongly about it.
I think it's absolute
I think it's
crap.
Cool.
I think it's cool. I think it's ridiculous. We can have the NFL, but we cannot send our children to school.
I know.
Oh, well.
All right.
Hold on, Louis said, stop it with calling it a pandemic. Well, what am I supposed to call it, Louis? What do you want me to call it?
Louis, it's a pandemic, man.
Pandemic.
I mean, it's what it is. You're yelling at Louis through
Louis.
The camera. Louis.
Get your own radio show, Louis. Call it what you want.
Don't call it a pandemic.
It
is a pandemic. It is a pandemic. It is a pandemic.
Don't get on my bad side. Don't start me off like this.
It's a pandemic. I don't know what else to call it. I'm not going to call it a hoax. People are dying. I can't do it, guys.
It's a way to rig the election. That's what it is, Louis. Jesus. Okay, we'll see y'all later.
Yeah, he's yelling
at the camera.
Louis!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it, Louis.
Stop it.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to call it a pandemic. Some people call the Dallas Cowboys a real football team. They're not. So I'm going to call it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care that much, guys. So Dallas fans, stop. Get out of here now.
Okay, all right, coffee.
We'll be right back after these important messages.
Get out of here now!
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of
Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9, The Point.
Hello, happy Monday, 6:47 and 27 seconds. So Woo was just talking to me off the air about Halloween. Because I've read so many conflicting reports about what we're going to be doing and what the deal is. Like, I read an article today about something in L.A. where they're recommending you don't go trick-or-treating, but they're going to say... They're not going to say you can't.
They lifted the ban.
Right. There's no ban. They're recommending, though, that you don't go trick-or-treating.
I mean, Halloween's my favorite holiday, and this year it falls on a Saturday.
Oh, isn't that something?
I love Halloween because I love that there's no presents required. There's no, like, large family gathering. It's all about the kids.
Yes.
Only a couple hours. I love the decorating. Like, I mean, you
know. Okay, you threw that in there. It's only a couple of hours.
It's fun. The kids get dressed up.
I do love that about Halloween, too, that it is only a couple of hours. Essentially, all you got to do is come home from work and take your kid. Some of you for a short period of time have to help your kids get into costumes.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they're really, like, self-sufficient, so you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't take a lot of effort. Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean, weeks and weeks and weeks of preparation. A day in the kitchen. I mean, come on. Holiday. That doesn't sound like a holiday. It sounds like hell.
Who calls it, though? Like, who decides if we can trick or treat or not?
I guess the governor or the mayor or...
And then somebody said, well, we would think about it. Like, do you really want your kids, all these little kids, reaching into baskets and germy little... But I was like, you could get tongs or you could get a scoop. Mm. And, you know, like, you ring the doorbell, and then I've got my bowl of candy, and I will scoop it. You know, don't let the kids reach into the basket.
Yeah.
But I'll get a scoop or some tongs. And I'll,
some tongs.
You know, there's a way to
do
it.
That's crazy sounding. Some tongs.
Or rubber gloves. I don't know.
Yeah, well, tongs is a good idea. Just the idea of trying to pick up individual pieces of Twix.
I mean, I feel like
tongs.
These kids have lost enough.
They have. And I mean, odds are we're going to be doing it. And we're going to figure something out. You know what we could do? Just have a claw machine in front of everybody's house. We'll just play the claw machine all day. We'll wipe it down every time a new kid comes over to the crib. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I'm reading a lot of stuff that there could be a lot of those drive-by or drive-up trick-or-treating things.
Oh, yeah, like trunk-or-treat?
Yeah, but the problem is with that, and this is a big problem right now in general.
Mm-hmm.
What, are we going to dress up from the top up for the rest of our lives? Even in Halloween? Like, right now, I mean, there are people sitting at home with a shirt and tie on and sweatpants or no pants, and they're going to be kids half dressing up for Halloween because, again, you're not going to see them from the waist down. They're just going to be peeking out of a car. It's a silly time.
I'm trying to see. I cannot find anything. If anybody knows, you know, locally what's going to happen for Halloween.
I mean, the last thing I looked up, again, like I just looked for some kind of an update. I don't see anything yet. I think it's going to be a game time decision.
You think so?
Probably.
Well, here's this. Let's see. There will not be Halloween-themed peeps this year due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, so we're just going to get stuck with the ducks.
The company that makes the marshmallow treat confirmed that Christmas and Valentine's Day peeps are also a no-go.
Oh, so we're just going to get... You're just going to get the ducks?
Yeah.
You're not going to get a bunny
usually for Halloween, they do like the ghost ones or the pumpkin ones.
We're good, peeps. We're good. We're good on that. We're okay. Don't go out of your way for us. It's the same thing. It's just in duck form. You know,
I love Halloween. And if anybody knows anything, if anybody's got any inside information.
Yeah. Why don't we call?
Is it up to the mayor? Who enforces it?
What does the mayor do anyway?
Who enforces
it? Listens to the governor, right?
I mean, like, hey, Siri, who enforces Halloween?
She doesn't even answer anymore. She doesn't even know. It's the first... Siri talks to me sometimes when I don't even ask.
I know.
You know, just randomly. Oh, I do. You know, I can't get you the recipe for that. But this, you ask her a direct question.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed that Halloween happens. I really, really, really love Halloween.
I know. But I don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up.
Hey, kids, you can't go trick-or-treating, but Tom Brady can throw that dirty football.
That dirty football. That's going to be your go-to for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Hey, guys, you can't go back to school, but Tom Brady can lose that game. He can try to win. Crap.
It's great. It's really great. All right. We'll keep you updated. We'll do a little research. We'll see if we can't call anybody, if we know anybody. Do people even go to work anymore? Where do we get in touch with people? I don't know.
I get up. Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
Get ready. Woo! We are tour and we're doing it better than anybody else alive. Woo!
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
It's homeschool hotline time, and we appreciate the phone calls over the weekend. Shout outs for you, the kids, the teachers, everybody going back to school in these uncertain and weird times.
Yeah, it's the second week of virtual learning, but then there are some private schools locally that are doing in-person learning. Whatever you're doing, it is a different time to be going back to school, and we appreciate everybody. You know, this morning I woke up and I had an email from my daughter's fourth grade teacher that was sent at 4:45 this morning.
I know.
And then my son's kindergarten teacher, you know, we've got this Class Dojo app.
Yeah.
She was sending updates at like 5:30.
Yeah, a teacher's job is never really done.
No.
Trust me.
It's incredible. So, yeah, we've set up this homeschool hotline. You basically give us a call, leave a message after the beep, just like you would any other hotline, any other phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 965-2368. You call, you leave a message. It can be a gripe, a shout out, a message of support, maybe
right.
a tip.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
we said, if it's a wine that pairs well with Algebra 1, we want to know about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, teachers. Or like what you like, teachers, wine-wise. So maybe at the end of the semester, you know, when you get gifts that you really want.
Yeah, who really wants an apple?
Right. No, I know a lot of teachers, and trust me, they don't want apples.
They want grapes.
That's right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go to the homeschool hotline.
All right. And it's brought to you by?
It is brought to you by Virginia Beach Grow Smart, planting the seeds for a successful life.
Okay. Here we go.
Shout out to Mr. C at Glenwood Elementary. Hopefully you have a nice baby and you can come back to see your student.
Hi, I've been teaching for 30 years, and this is the roughest year I've ever had. But I just wanted to say that my fellow young teachers that know much more about technology and how all this stuff works have been exceptional in helping me. So without as much stuff as they have to do, they've taken time out of their day to teach me and help me navigate this. And the parents have been wonderful. They've been very understanding and wonderful. So I teach 3-, 4-, 5-year-old children with special needs, and they've been great about understanding that the children just can't sit and listen to me for an hour on Zoom. So thank you, parents and other teachers.
Wow.
That's great.
Is that not a beautiful message right there? That is a beautiful message.
It's got to be tough for those teachers. I mean, she said she's been teaching for 30 years. She's not very yeah. good at the online virtual Zooming.
And what would have made her think a couple of years ago that that's something she would have had to have done or learned even? But yeah, you see it a lot, man. Like so many times we're focused on all the terrible stuff that's going on and the weird predicament we're in. But that's nice to be able to take a second and focus on people looking out for one another and mm-hmm. kind of lifting each other up a little bit. That was a really, really nice message and a super cute shout out before that, you know?
Yep.
That was nice.
I love it. So
a
give us a call.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, yeah,
965-2368. That's the homeschool hotline. We play back the calls every morning around this time.
Yeah, and we are going to play, if you called over the weekend, we know we got more messages than that. We will, I promise, we will play them. And we'll also play them like periodically throughout the show because
yeah.
a lot of times you guys give us great conversation starters and great materials. So whatever it is you want to do that's school related, it doesn't even necessarily have to be school related sometimes. You know, just something around school. Just mention school and then something else.
And then we'll play it back.
Right. So that's, that was pretty cool.
965-2368. Give us a call. Leave your message. We'll play them back tomorrow morning.
All right. Taylor Swift is going to perform at the, what is it?
Academy of Country Music Awards.
There you go. And here she is on 94.9. The Point. Nobody loves.
Waking Up the Seven Cities and Beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
94.9.
Hey, good morning. September 14th. Still 2020.
Give it to me, Daddy.
I'm giving it to you. 7:50. Mike Powers, Woo Woo. So, check it out. You're an avid Target shopper.
I go to Target at
Shopner.
Least three times a week.
You do?
Yeah, I love that place. Who doesn't?
You're at three times a week? I just saw you, and this is what reminded me of the article I read. I saw you on the Target website moments ago. What were you doing on there?
Well, I'm looking at a women's mock turtleneck tuck shoulder pullover sweater.
Oh, nice.
For $29.99.
Very good. And will you be purchasing that today at Target?
I think I will be. I can get it as soon as Thursday, September 24th, with a free ship-to-store option.
Interesting. See, the fun for me is actually going to Target. And one of the Target bloggers and avid shoppers has figured out the structure on when Target puts things on clearance.
Oh.
So, like, what's the best day of the week to go to Target? Well, it depends on what you're into, okay? They mark things down between 30 and 70% on certain days, pop them in the clearance section, but they do it section by section, she figured out. So I'm going to run through Monday to Friday for you.
Oh, this is awesome.
Isn't this awesome?
This is great.
This is great for the Target shopper, which is all of us. Okay. Monday, that would be today. Today's a great day to score deals on electronics, accessories, kids' clothing, books, baby goods, not diapers, though. They don't do diapers there. Stationery and more. Target buys. Let's see here. Like, check out this 15 gorgeous rugs you can buy at Target right now on the cheap.
Wow.
So there you have it. Electronics, accessories, kids' clothing, books, things like that. Monday. Let's look ahead to tomorrow, shall we?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesdays. Women's clothing Tuesdays. So maybe wait on that.
I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
That little mock turtleneck. You never know. That might end up in clearance. Yes. And pet supplies and food items as well.
Okay. What about Wednesday?
All right. We're going to Wednesday. Wednesday's my day. Men's clothing. Health and beauty. Now they put the diapers on Wednesday. Try to mix you up. They tried to trick you with the diapers.
Trying to throw you
off.
And
the baby stuff on Monday. But diapers make their way in on Tuesday. Lawn and garden and furniture items. So you've been looking at that Chip and Joanna Gaines section that looks a little too expensive for Target. Well, guess what? That might go on clearance on Wednesday. Let's move ahead to Thursday. Thursday is housewares, lingerie, shoes, toys, sporting goods, decor, luggage for less at Target. That is coming up on Thursdays. Those things go to the clearance section.
And what a Friday.
And the big Friday deal is this. Auto, cosmetics, hardware, jewelry. Let's see here. A fraction of the regular price.
Woo!
On Fridays at Target. There you go. Saturday and Sunday, they're just regular old days. But Monday to Friday, that's when all the things go up on lists. You know, maybe I'll put this up in a blog.
Yes, that would be a very good post.
Yeah, absolutely.
I try to imagine a world before Target, and I can't remember it. Like, I feel like how long has Target been around for as long as I've been an adult?
Yeah, for as long as you've been an adult, absolutely. But Walmart was the original Target. Kmart, Walmart. It was like Kmart and then step up to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they were like, you know what? We're going to class it up. Target's the Chick-fil-A. Of the big box store.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like Chick-fil-A is the classy fast food restaurant?
Yeah.
Target's the classy big box store.
You know what my kids love at Target?
What's that?
The popcorn.
Popcorn at Target.
They love the popcorn.
They got good wine at Target too for $5. You ever get that $5 wine at Target? The
rosé? Absolutely.
Rose's not half bad. Not half bad.
Man, I love Target. There's not one reason to not love Target.
No.
The only reason I don't love Target right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, sold out of Lysol wipes. Cannot find a Clorox Lysol wipe at a Target to save my life.
That's not fair, though, to judge Target for that. They're sold out of them everywhere.
I know, but still.
You know, but you'd want them to have it. Every time I go. Yes, you'd assume they would have it.
Gone.
But you got to understand, that's where everybody goes. That's the go-to now.
Stop going to Target, y'all.
Well, now they know what day to go on, too, for the hot clearances. You're welcome very much. Of course.
I love you, Target.
Anytime. What are you loving them for? I'm the one that gave you the hot information.
love you, Mike Powers.
Love me, baby. Love me. 7:55. We have 94 seconds of news coming up next. Woo Woo's going to tell everybody what's going on with TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a thing today? Are they not a thing? We'll find out next on The Point.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
94.9.
The Point.
The Point.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
At 8:05, it's Woo Woo.
Yeah, good morning and happy Monday. It is September 14th. And
are you
we
doing
also...
news on your phone again?
Well, I was trying to load the story about TikTok because this is not loading, this is not loading.
Okay.
So I'm banking on my iPhone.
They partnered with somebody, right?
Yeah, Microsoft, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
First and foremost, though, sunshine today, high of 80. National Cream-Filled Donut Day today. It's also National Hoagie Day.
Yeah.
So do with that what you want.
Mm.
We both decided we're more hoagie people than cream-filled donut people.
Yeah, I don't like a cream-filled donut. Not my thing.
I used to like a, what's the one with the
Boston?
Boston cream. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Not for me.
But then you realize it's basically just vanilla pudding in a donut. And,
right, it's too much.
That's too much.
You know what I'd rather do, though, if I want something like a sauciness inside my donut or a creaminess or
what's
whatever?
That?
I'd rather dip. I'd rather dip a pastry in something. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Makes sense to you?
I'm just so happy you didn't say jelly.
No, jelly donut? Ugh. Mm. I'm not a jelly fan anyway. Don't like jelly. What?
You don't like jelly?
Mm-mm. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I don't like peanut butter either. Texture weirds me out. What? Do you not remember we talked about this? Didn't I try peanut butter on the show like years ago? I don't like it. It's not for me.
You don't eat peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter is just a weird thing. It's unnatural feeling to me. I know. Whatever. Do with that what you will.
Okay, we got to come back to this another time.
All right, let's do it.
Meanwhile, Sally is gaining strength. Tropical storm Sally is headed It's headed towards the Gulf Coast, expected to make landfall as a hurricane near New Orleans Tuesday morning. It is the 18th named storm of 2020. Monday Night Football, the theme, it's changed. Monday Night Football returns tonight. Steelers and Giants, 7:10 p.m. And it used to be Hank Williams Jr. that sang the theme song for Monday Night Football. But now it is a band out of Richmond, Virginia that has teamed up with Little Richard. They've taken one of his songs and remixed it.
It's going to be hard to team up with Little Richard considering he's been gone now for half a year.
But they take one of his songs. So the new Monday Night Football theme features Little Richard with Richmond band Butcher Brown.
This is where you want me to play it, right?
Do you
want
to listen to it?
Sure. Here you go.
Well, the time is now. No holding back. We're taking.
Football theme tonight, Steelers and Giants, 7:10 p.m. And finally, the story has loaded on my computer. It looks like the Wi-Fi is back up in the building.
Yes.
Oracle has won a bid for TikTok in the United States, beating out Microsoft.
So TikTok's still there today?
TikTok is still there. Oh, come on. In order for me to read the full story, so it's an article from the Washington.
You got to buy the Washington Post
says,
or whatever.
Yes, it says subscribe or sign. Oh, no, this is the Wall Street Journal. So I can only read you guys half of the story. It says, Oracle Corp won the bidding for the U.S. operations of the video sharing app TikTok. People familiar with the matter said beating out Microsoft in a high-profile deal to salvage a social media sensation that has been caught in the middle of a geopolitical standoff.
All right.
And then the article ends because it's asking me to either subscribe or sign in to read the full story.
I've heard enough. TikTok's not going anywhere for a little while, kids.
It's still there.
Continue to throw all your efforts and energy into TikTok.
Yeah! It's a party in the USA.
You say mukbang away?
Keep on mukbanging and dipping your carrots in mustard, y'all.
All right. Well, we'll be back here in a couple minutes to talk about peanut butter and jelly, probably.
Hey, shout out to
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Sometimes social media can really be a blessing. I mean, sometimes a curse, yes, but today we're going to focus on the blessings of social media when you find gems like we're about to play you.
It's really, really good, and it's funny, and it made me LOL when I first heard it.
Yes, totally laughed out loud.
But the song, like the whole thing, you tell them about it, because you found it.
So, the song WAP. WAP. How do you say it?
It's WAP.
It's WAP. Okay. W-A-P. It's not a Italian slur word.
No.
You guys know what it means by now. Okay?
It's a Cardi B.
Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallions.
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, it's like, is it still the number one song
in
the country?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't stand for Wireless Application Protocol. Okay, let's just say that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should know by now, and if you don't know, now you know. But somebody on social media remixed it with a game show theme. And I'll just tell you, it's the thinking music from Jeopardy. And it goes perfectly. It's
almost too good.
It's so great. It's so great. It was a pain in the you-know-what to edit, but it was so, so great. And I just want everybody to sit back and relax and enjoy this for what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeopardy WAP mashup. Great.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite part, if I may.
Uh-huh.
When the key change happens. The key change and the step up, the when it just jumps up.
Please
and,
play it for
and
us.
She jumps up. Yeah, let me get back to that really quick.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so I'll play it from right here. Here you go. Bring a bucket and a mop. It's coming up. Give me everything you got. Right here. Now from the top, make it drop. That's a wet ass. Oh, it's just brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. People are amazing, aren't they?
It's really incredible.
People are amazing.
The talent. I just love that somebody was sitting in their house mm-hmm. and was like, you know what that Cardi B song sounds like? Sounds like the Jeopardy theme song. And their friends are like, no, no, no.
You should probably rephrase that was someone was sitting in their house really stoned. And then finished the story.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that was a lot of fun.
And now I've pulled up the WAP lyrics, like the unedited, like the...
Oh, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, she read my mind.
Idiot.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.